Federal Reserve Economic Data blog. Oh, they've been so right about everything. Why not expand past economics and talk about Thanksgiving dinner, it seems like. Insanity. The blog post likewise emphasizes the nutritional benefits of soy. We're not even going to go into it. It's fucking berserk. Yeah, it's important. What's next? You're going to be able to eat worms? DOA. You'll be DOA. You can eat worms too. Worms are good for you. There's protein in worms. The Chinese right now, okay, they're stuffing their turkey with barbed wire. They're soldiers. But you have to worry about a soy turkey, for fuck's sake. Jesus Christ. These assholes at the Fed and the different Feds around the country, the Fed collective, they're pumping $1 trillion into the market so we get quantitative easing and a soy fucking turkey. Thanks a lot, Ebenezer Scrooge. At least Scrooge changed his fucking beat. Changed his tone. There's a lot of good jokes in my head about the ghost of Christmas future. What's going to happen to you fucking assholes and your soy turkey? I think as a country, we've had a lot of soy. A little too much soy, I think. We'll just keep it at that. You have to be careful what you say because everybody's so fucking sensitive. Nobody has a fucking sense of humor anymore. My God. It's insane. Have you ever eaten a soy fucking turkey? Seriously. Have you ever had, like, tofurkey or anything like that? It is a national disgrace. The people who invented that should be locked up. They should be put in Florence, Colorado, in Superfed. They should have a cell. Whoever invented tofurkey should have a fucking cell next to El Chapo. That's the level of arch criminal that we're facing. And the soy lobby, my God. Can you imagine the soy lobby on your tail? I think you'd be able to handle them pretty well. Hello, Frisco! The soy lobby. The chief lobbyist is Rip Taylor. He comes prepared with a bag of confetti. So we have an idiot... NBC News, that Bird Brand bitch's name was Kristen Welker, or Kirsten. I'm sorry, it's Kirsten. Kristen. It's Kirsten Welker, you cretin. Get it right. Don't you know who the beautiful people are in the media? You are a barbarian when it comes to pronouncing these things. I've had labradoodles on the better enunciation. The Bird Brand reporter who told people to don't even worry about turkey or charge a cover charge to cut costs. You know, that was Kirsten Welker of NBC. She didn't have any problem not talking at all about inflation. It's 30-year high, and who's responsible for that? You not only have to pay for everything, to pay for the increases, you have to make sure that you're not allowed to enjoy the holidays, etc. And it's really crazy because we talked about this here on Pain.tv and the Hotwire level on Pain.tv in March and June, that exactly what's going on right now was going to be going on. Sky high food costs. trouble getting everything from commodities to gifts. But now it's safe for the media to come out and tell you these things. It's safe. You're only a couple weeks out. Oh my God, it's a panic. Where was the media when it would have made a difference to you? See, that's why folks are listening to us. That's why they're listening to us. What do we got left? You can't even imagine. There's another bird brain saying, charge a covered charge at your Thanksgiving dinner. Ask guests for cash. $5, $10. It really adds up. That's how the mainstream media and NBC and its affiliates, that's how they want to fight inflation. Again, they don't want to attack things at the core. So, is it Kirsten Welker? Because I say Kristen Welker. I thought it was Kristen Welker. Well, there seems to be some kind of a debate because one story says Kirsten and one story says Kristen. Ooh, the drama. Gives a fuck. Can you imagine? Just say no, Nancy Reagan. Her phrase, just say no to drugs. And now the mainstream media to fight inflation is coming up with just say no to your family traditions and the traditions of the United States. Where's my turkey? Where's my turkey? Soundbite.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Baby, what a big surprise. We told you this was going to happen right before your very eyes. School closes after children discover to have socialization issues following a year of virtual learning. Oregon Middle School is responding to issues caused by students being away from in-person learning by sending everybody home for 3 weeks of remote learning. Get the fuck out. You guys are crazy. Reynolds Middle School is in Fairview, about 14 miles from Portland. Said it needs more time to develop a necessary social-emotional supports and safety protocols that will provide a safe learning environment for all students. The shifts in learning methods and isolation caused by COVID-19 closures and quarantines have taken a toll on the well-being of our students and staff. School Superintendent Dana Diaz wrote in a letter to families to justify an abrupt decision. We're finding that some students are struggling with the socialization skills necessary for in-person learning, which is causing disruption in school for other students. Huh. Fights. That's what it spells to me. Their kids fucking each other up. Guarantee it. The district's action is proactive. They're trying to head off more incidents. Reynolds Middle School has been doing in-person learning this fall after a year of remote learning. When in-person learning resumes the week of December 7th, each grade level will have one day in the building before the school returns to fully normal operations. Aha! District spokesperson Steve Padilla said fights and other behavioral issues were the reason for the pause in in-person learning. Damn straight. It's not just fighting, he said. It's disruptive behaviors as well. Students are disrupting other students, making it hard for them to learn. It's a fucking mess. It's a mess. Like, we said it was going to be real, real bad trying to get these kids back into the groove. They've fucked these kids. They've turned their heads into pretzels. They're afraid of their own shadow. Except, oh, wait a minute. No, it's all good, right? Didn't we just hear that from somebody? Huh. Should I play it again?
And we save tens of millions of lives all over the world.
Yeah, right, buddy. Keep telling yourself that. You have to be able to call bullshit when you see it, folks. Plain and simple. Otherwise, things will never get better. Things will never get better. You allow these guys to get away with too much. Plain and simple. U.S. Navy shipyard backs off the vaccine requirement after employees draw a line in the sand. Well, that's a nice way of them telling their employer, et cetera, to fuck off. How about some I'm so glad? Oh, cream. Major Virginia shipbuilder that makes vessels for the U.S. Navy is no longer requiring employees to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. 25,000 employees of Newport News Shipbuilding were initially mandated to be vaccinated. But that all changed last week after the CEO of Huntington Ingalls Industries told workers that the January 4th deadline it imposed has been suspended. Why would that happen? Because the whole thing's fucking falling apart, like we said it would. Earlier this month, OSHA issued an emergency rule and then backed off. Then they suspended the action. Of course, federal courts and the Fifth Circuit of Court of Appeals have banned the rule from taking effect. That could have something to do with it. Bob Nichols is a Houston-based attorney at Bracewell LLP. He noted that the court rulings have left many employers uncertain of how to proceed. Well, you fucked up. You trusted these people.
You fucked up. You trusted us.
And you should get your asses sued. You want to play games, you want to back idiots and tyrants, well, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. But when employees show up, folks, I said this, when you stand up to tyrants and you don't back down, yes, it's nerve-wracking to play chicken with your employer, but it often pays dividends. So as we listen to Cream, I'm so glad. How can you not be glad? So what we're talking about, stand up for your fucking rights. The company said employees who said they were going to quit or retire due to the mandate can now reverse that decision, and the company would contact those seeking religious or medical exemptions. That's a complete about face, by the way. You have to understand, when employees tell their employer, hey, I'm prepared to lose my job for this, I don't fucking care. That's very powerful. And guess what? When the courts don't have these backs of the employers, well, their general counsel and their lawyers are saying, you better change gears or you're going to be in court fighting this and you're not going to win. But of course, we've talked about it. This was meant by the cartel in the White House. Obviously, doesn't matter who's in the White House. They're part of the pharmaceutical cartel. This was meant just to get people off the fence and get them to get the jabs. It was likely never meant to stick or become anything official. It was a fucking mirage. It was a head fake. That's the way cartels and mobs work. It gets you to do things you don't want to do. That's why it's a mob.
It's the greatest. It's the great. We did it in 12 minutes. We had vaccines. It takes 12 years. We did it in 12 minutes. It's incredible.
Operation Warped Mind, it should be called. I think that's it for me. What do we got next here, song-wise?
Little dust my broom.
Oh, thank you for telling me, Candy. I appreciate it. As we'll finish up a little bit. Australian Army begins transferring COVID positive cases and contacts to quarantine camps. That's a story we picked up from Zero Hedge. That's on pain.tv. Worth reading. They're locking people up. Can't get out. It's like the Hotel California. You can check in, but you can never leave. You can only leave for medical treatment in an emergency or by court order. Is this coming for you? I don't know. If you allow it to, it will. If you allow communists to run your cities and your courts and put maniacs on the street to run people over, people you might know, care about, or love, then it's going to happen. If you allow these fucking communists of similar mindsets and political ideology to do the same when it comes to putting a needle in your arm or the arms of your loved ones, then it's going to happen. If you want a solution to this, go look in the mirror. That is the fucking solution. You are the solution. You have the power. Now, you've been told that you don't have the power. That's a bunch of crap. You have the power. Just say no. One of the most powerful words so many people, including parents and many others, never learn. The beauty of saying no. No other word says a stronger message. No. No. Not going to do it. But you have to do it. No. No. Enough people say that simple one syllable. Syllable. It's the end of the show. Give me a break. We're probably 25,030 words in, so. He's having a hard time. I know I'm not. You try fucking saying 20,000 words, 25,000 words, 30,000 words. You wake up 11 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock the next day, say, what happened? I feel like somebody beat me with a rubber hose. And you understand this is not as easy as sometimes it looks. But anyway, just say fucking no. That's all you got to do. It's a good start. Stand up for yourself and your loved ones. And go have a good fucking holiday. Eat whatever the hell you want. Who the fuck put these assholes in charge of our lives? You don't have, I said it before, they should have no dominion. Zero dominion over your life and the life of your loved ones. They should be treated like cartoon characters because that's what they are. And the fact that you're out here and you make these people legitimate, that only hastens what needs to be done here. Turn this place around. A good start is live your life. Don't fucking worry about these criminals, what they say. They don't care about you. Look what they're doing. Look at the vaccine injuries. They can't even approach that honestly and tell you what's happening. They have to cover it up. Everything's a fucking cover up. Everything is shrouded in secrecy. Everything. Oh, we have to keep the documents private for 70 years. Oh, yeah. That sounds legitimate. That sounds like that's really a government and government officials and medical professionals who have your best interests in mind, doesn't it? No, it doesn't. Learn how to say no. Learn how to stand up for your rights. Maybe we got a chance. Be back here tomorrow on Wednesday. Take care. God bless. Ain't got much time to lose.
So as you know, a year ago, I received my COVID vaccine when I gladly signed up for a clinical trial here in the United States with AstraZeneca. As a participant of a clinical trial, I was constantly reassured that if something were to go wrong, there would be thorough and meticulously developed protocols in place to provide a safety net, that the data would be collected and the benefits as well as the risks would be assessed and disclosed to the public. I never had any issue with any vaccine, so I figured this was going to be a smooth, easy ride. No big deal. Prior to my involvement, the pharmaceutical company agreed to pay any medical expense as a result of a possible injury. Unfortunately, for a lack of support on their part, we have had to refinance our home to pay for our medical expenses. Like Maddie's trial, we had a tracking app. Like Maddie's trial, our tracking app had pre-designated symptoms in a bullet list with no free form to add any other symptoms. So anything like tingling, tremors, seizures, paresthesias, heart problems, limb weakness. There was no way for us to track that through the app. The clinical trial report published by the New England Journal of Medicine, if I have that slide, says that the second dose is required to continue in a study. Because my reaction was so severe, AstraZeneca told me I was not allowed to get the second dose. They dropped me from the trial. My data was lost. I was excluded from the trial results. My access to the trial app was deleted. This is different than what is found in the report, which says that these individuals chose to forego the second dose. Because I couldn't finish the series, I was removed. Why doesn't this data matter? The clinical trial report also says serious adverse events will be recorded from the time of signed informed consent through day 730. I last heard from them on day 60. I am almost at day 365. That is 10 months of critical safety data gone. I continue to suffer and decline as the trial progressed without me. So what are the agencies doing about this? As we have heard, there's a lot of questions that need answers. The heads of the NIH, FDA, and CDC have known firsthand about my case and thousands of others. These direct reports began as early as last December. I, along with several injured physicians, continued to reach out to the FDA through emails, phone calls. We did video conferences with Peter Marks and Janet Woodcock, constant emails with Janet Woodcock and myself directly. We have literally asked and we have begged repeatedly for them to acknowledge these reactions. They declined. They know about their lack. They know that their lack of acknowledgement has created insurmountable barrier to our ability to receive medical care from doctors who rely on these agencies for information. They know about the issues with the clinical trials. They know about the deaths. They know about the lack of follow-up on VAERS. They know about the injuries to children. They know about Maddie. I have discussed Maddie with them. They know about the mandates imposed on the injured. They know about the suicides as the results of months-long suffering. They know about the aggressive censorship. They know about the media censorship. They know about the scientific censorship. They know all of it. And they have for months. What does the NIH know? I was one of a lucky few to go to the NIH for research in this area. There was about 50 to 60 people that participated in this research. There was invasive testing, all of the top-of-the-line tests you can imagine, tests that aren't even available to the public. We were instructed by the NIH not to talk about the research. We gladly complied, confident in their reassurances that they would publish their research last summer, which would finally open the door for all victims, all of these people, to receive appropriate medical care. Unfortunately, the NIH is no longer accepting calls on behalf of the injured. This happened shortly after the FDA met with us. This vital lifeline that saved hundreds, myself included, and maybe thousands, that lifeline has now been cut off. The NIH has told me and others that this is an immune-mediated response to the spike protein. CDC, FDA, NIH, we do exist. Your system is broken and you know it. You are constantly and persistently telling the public that your review of the data is thorough and your safety signaling systems are robust, when in reality, there is huge gaps in your system every single step of the way. You are not taking care of those who suffer severe adverse reactions. Stop telling the public that you are. Your refusal to take action means there will be more like us. Take responsibility for your role in the suffering of good Americans who did their part by taking the vaccine and had no idea this could happen to them. Here's your proper informed consent. If you get COVID, you will get medical help. But I'm afraid to tell you, if you have this reaction, that reaction, that reaction, Maddie's reaction, Doug's reaction, you are on your own. The government won't help you. The drug companies won't help you. Your medical teams will have no idea what to do with you. Financially, you will be on your own. you will be completely on your own. I would like to finish with a letter from a friend. That I received a couple of months ago. Bree. I cannot take this any longer. This has taken everything away from me. My career, my family, my life. My body will not stop attacking itself. And this is beyond the worst amount of torture. They have further erased my very existence. Please accept my apologies. I must bid farewell to this world. Please tell our stories. Please make sure the world knows the cruelty that has been imposed upon us. Goodbye, my dear friend. I will see you on the flip side. Rochelle Walensky, Janet Woodcock, Peter Marks, Anthony Fauci, you erased her and the many others like her. Their blood is on your hands. You cannot bring my friends back, but you can save others from their fate if you finally just tell the truth. If the government won't help us, if the drug companies won't help us, who will help us? Thank you.
Together we will stand, every boy, every woman. And-